Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, welcome, Tampa Bay. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com, where we're bringing you great information from professionals throughout the Tampa Bay area. We have business owners, we have consultants, we have leaderships, we have health and wellness, we've had travel people on, we've had technology people on. We are just sharing a plethora of wealth, and our only goal after you listen in for your segment on the show on AM 1040, that's Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 10, is to say, wow, that was good to know. So it was worth my time. Today we have a guest that's going to join us, and we're going to talk about saving money in business. We have William McKissick from Schooley Mitchell and Schooley Mitchell of Tampa Bay. How are you doing today, William?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking.
So your conversation is going to be very relevant today. You know, we are in a period of time where there's more and more pressures on, you know, small, medium-sized businesses, even large businesses, to produce more with less. So let's get started. Maybe tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, kind of how you got into the business of helping companies save money. And, you know, when we'll dive into some ways that they can save money.
Okay, thanks for that, Jeff. I will give it as brief a long story as I can. I'm originally from Scotland. Anybody that hears the accent, I'm a Scottish person living in Tampa Bay in Florida. I came to the country in January 2011 with my wife and my four-year-old and seven-year-old son. I've done several businesses myself. My wife works for a huge bank. We're doing well for ourselves. It's kind of like the American dream. We came to this country and we're making a success of it. A kid at university, a kid in high school, we're doing great. As far as getting into working with Schooley Mitchell, North America's largest independent expense reduction consulting company, my background when I worked in Scotland is very relevant to it. Because before I came to this country, I worked in local government. I used to write and present reports and work with committee members. Those are known as commissioners over here in the economic development field. And then I went on to work with Scotland's Economic Development Agency. It's called Scottish Enterprise. That was the last time I had a job. I resigned from working with them in December 2010. I came to this country January 2011, and I've been an entrepreneur ever since. What attracted me to Schooley Mitchell, we're a franchise, so we're a very large organization. It gives me, and through the organization, the power to go in and help businesses be more successful by being more profitable via reducing their expenses. And the reason that I'm talking about my previous life is economic development. My jobs there was to help local groups, help local businesses. When I moved to Scottish Enterprise at a more senior level to help larger businesses, all be more relevant and profitable and contributing to the economy. So I feel what I'm doing with Schooley Mitchell is in a very big way helping small, medium and large businesses contribute more to the economy by being able to keep more of their hard-earned profits through cost savings. So that's kind of the relevance as to why I'm here now doing what I do with Schooley Mitchell.
That's a great story, and it's a way to you know, set up our conversation in an excellent way. We're talking with William McKissick. William is with Schooley Mitchell, and we're talking about savings and cost savings. Now, what you do at the organization, it's not, you know, rocket science per se. You know, tell us a little bit maybe about the funding principles of what the organization does and how they do it for their clients.
The organization is a franchise, as I said, so that makes us a fairly large organization. It's North America's largest independent expense reduction consulting company. So what we do with the assistance of the team, there's around 270 of me across the country, across the USA and Canada, because I can operate anywhere in North America. So what we do is we go into businesses and we audit their expenses, so their billing statements and their contracts, and speak to their vendors in specific categories. I'll say the list, but obviously it's to reach out to me to learn more about what the lists are. It's telecom, credit card processing, shipping, waste, fuel, facilities and supplies, shipping and packaging, and I can't remember. There's so many of them. But anyway, we do an audit for each individual one of those categories. So if we're going into a business and they wanted us to say, look at our waste, look at our credit card processing, and look at our shipping costs, we would do a separate audit because we've got a team of people, a department for each one of those business entities, of those business industries, that looks purely at that business and negotiates with those vendors on behalf of our client. We negotiate on behalf of our client because we are purely in the corner of our client, not in the corner of the vendor, because the way it works is we will do that audit. We'll do it for free. We'll give you an audit report to say you've got the best price possible. We've done an audit and you're in a good place. If we find you savings and you agree to accept the recommendations, you pay us half of the savings over a period of time. We get paid installments where we keep delivering our audits to you. We keep staying in your corner, keeping our knowledge plugged into your business. So essentially, that's what we do. The bottom line about what we do is there's only going to be two outcomes when we work with a client. We're going to show you you've got the best prices and services possible for free. If we don't find you savings, there's no cost, or we save you money. Either way, it's a win-win because you're going to get confirmation you've got the good prices. If not, we will find ways of saving you money, and it doesn't cost you not a penny to have that done. You pay us via a share of the savings.
Okay, so let's work through a use case scenario. You know, I'm a small business owner, entrepreneur, other businesses, do the same thing. And, let's role play. I just met you at the coffee shop. You told me about Schooley Mitchell. I love your Scottish accent, and, I'm going to have you come in and take a look at, I do a lot of shipping because I, do e-commerce, right? So, walk me through what happens from there. And then, do I need to change vendors? Do I work with current vendors? Just let's do a little role play and, take us through a course where one of our listeners at That Is Good to Know could, understand and say, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to look at it. Just narrow it down to one category. And you mentioned shipping. So there's two levels for shipping that we look at: small package shipping and less than truckload. So they're kind of like two categories, even though they're in the same space. So assuming you're talking about small package shipping, so that's anything from courier all the way up to £150. So what we do is we'll come to your business and we'll explain to you how we can save you money. If you agree to move forward with our service agreement, you sign our 1.5-page service agreement. And in that agreement, you're agreeing to give us access to your billing statements. You're agreeing to keep our stuff confidential like we're agreeing to keep yours confidential. You're agreeing to not get in the way because the vendors will start calling you when we get on board. You're agreeing to pay us a share of the savings over the period. You're agreeing to share any billing errors that we recruit for you as well. We share that as well. So the steps are you sign the service agreement. Me and I will then let my team loose on you from headquarters. My team will get in touch and we'll have you give us the contact persons of the people in your organization that we're going to work with, and the names and the contact details of the vendor we're going to work with or the vendors we're going to work with. You're going to give us letters of authorization so that we can talk to your vendors. We're going to go through a quite in-depth questionnaire. We call it our fact finding, because we have to understand you and your business and your needs and your wants and the tools that you're using, in this case shipping. Do you like the software? Do you like the service you're getting? Are you happy with the pricing? And we have to know all of that before we can then go ahead and do an audit report for you. And it's important to understand that even if you're two companies selling the same products and services, you're two different businesses. So that fact finding is vitally important to understand your needs, because we only represent you. Our job is to get you the best prices possible for as low a cost as possible. So once we've got the paperwork out the way, the information then goes past me and it goes to my team at headquarters. They start negotiating with your vendors. So, for example, if you're with FedEx, we're going to start talking to your FedEx vendor and we're going to negotiate better pricing. At the same time, we're going to be speaking to, for example, UPS. So assuming there's two vendors in the play there, we will put together our audit report. We will then present that report to you, and it will have our findings and our recommendations. And the recommendations will always include staying where you are. So in this case, we mentioned FedEx. So in our recommendations, we will show you the best deal possible to stay with FedEx. We'll also show you what the deal looks like because we've been talking to UPS and allowing them to give us a deal that's better for you. And then once that's in front of you, you get to decide what you want to do with it. And as I said earlier, that if there's no savings there, we're going to present that report and say there's no savings. If we do find the savings in this case, just say we found you $10,000 a month to stay with FedEx or $15,000 a month to make a switch to UPS, you decide exactly what you want to do. You never have to switch providers. We work with the vendors. We sort of hold their feet to the fire to make sure they deliver what they said they would. So if you stay with FedEx, we work with them to make sure they give you what they should. And if you're switching to UPS, we would work with FedEx and UPS to get you switched off and get you switched on. We take care of all that painful stuff in the background to make sure you get the deal that's best for you. And then once we've done that, we give you an implementation report. We still haven't charged you any money. And that implementation report will say the deal that we negotiated for you is now in place. It's now implemented as of, say, the 1st of May. Whatever month or whatever year that is, 1st of May, you're gonna start seeing the savings. 3 months later, you've been receiving the savings. You'll get the first of our 12 quarterly post audits. So that's us doing like a mini audit, continuing to audit. That's the first time we ask for any money, and it's a share of the savings, and we do that 12 times over the period, and then the client gets to keep all the money. So we're getting paid in installments. But what we're doing is we're staying in the corner, keeping that knowledge that we have of those industries in your corner, as well as making sure that the pricing is the same. Because if the pricing jumps up, we're all over it. We do it for you. If there's problems with the services, we're all over it. We're in there for you. Because it's like we're an extended arm right. of your business. Right. We come on board.
Well, I mean, we're talking with William McKissick with Schooley Mitchell. William, again, thanks for sharing some of the knowledge. And that use case scenario of saving some money on shipping is probably very helpful. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow. We're going to put William's episode up on our show as well, as we do with all of our episodes. And we're approaching, 25, 30 episodes now and looking to continue to grow those and enjoying ourselves. We actually got picked up on Sundays on AM 1040 at 10 a.m. So you can tune in then. So looking at Schooley Mitchell, it's like you almost have 30,000 clients and nearly $1 billion in produced documented savings for your clients. So I'd imagine that gives you a lot of purchasing power. Is that part of the ways that you guys can, help negotiate better deals for your clients?
Yes, it does. Because the one way to look at it, if you're one client and you may be, whether you're a small, medium, or even a large client, you're one client and you're dealing with all those vendors, telecom, credit card processing, shipping, waste, all you're dealing with them, but you've got a widget to make, whatever your product and service is, your widget. If you think of us standing outside your business, we are with thousands of other businesses negotiating with those same vendors. That brings a lot of weight, a lot of power. And not only are we negotiating with them, we strike up relationships with them. We've got a database of pricing that we continually build and amend as we go along. We've got software tools that looks for billing errors. We've got teams of, I jokingly call them the geeks at headquarters. These are the people who love having their nose to the numbers and their noses to the industry. We've got people who just love specific industries. They love looking at all the numbers, and they bring all that knowledge to the table for our clients. It's even, as I say, even if you're a really large client and you've got like even a procurement team, you still don't know what we know, because we know what they're charging everybody else as well as all the other information that I just mentioned. And that's one of the biggest things we bring to the table. We know what everybody else is paying. Not everybody, because we don't work with every single business on the planet, but we know what UPS or Card Connect or Frontier is charging other people, because that's our day job. That is our widget.
William, when it comes down to that buying power, you guys also probably get new vendors and new organizations that are coming to market that, wants to look at your network to offer, different services that might not be in that. Do you guys, often bring, new opportunities to your clients?
We have a vendor relations team. It's run by a person called Julie Beeney. She's the director of the vendor relations department. So our vendor relations team work with the vendors in the categories that we're looking at. So we make sure we've got really good relationships with them, because it's our day job. This is all we do. So we want to make sure we've got good relationships with the vendors. So any new vendors coming into the existing categories that we look at, yes, we want to talk to them. We want to understand where they're coming from and have them in our back pocket, as it were, to be able to utilize and bring pricing and services forward for our clients. As far as bringing new categories coming on board, that's purely up to headquarters. If they do bring a new category on, for example, when I started with Schooley Mitchell, we only looked at credit card processing and telecom. We've since added all these different categories. I think shipping was the next one that came on board. Headquarters will spend a year and a half perfecting that before they roll it out to us franchisees, because it has to be cookie cutter for us. It's the exact same process, no matter which one of the categories we're looking at. The reports just look a little bit different, but to the eye, the bare eye, they look the same, but they're different. There's different audits for each different category. So it has to be cookie cutter, and we have to have it perfected before they let us franchisees loose and actually bringing that to our clients' attention.
So this is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. Our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. William, what you're talking about probably rings true for a lot of people, a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs and, large and small. How often do you find when you're talking to your clients that they just don't even look at it at all? Just pay the bill and move on, and the savings is just right there for them for the grabbing. Is that pretty often?
Yeah, that happens a lot where companies are complacent, but a lot of it comes down to time. They simply don't have the time to look at their invoices and continually be poking the bear of the category reps to say, "I want a better price." Because if you think of yourself as a personal person at home. How many of us have got higher telecom bills or cell phone bills or TV bills? It just takes time and energy and effort to do it. Having said that, even if you do have the time and energy and the knowledge to be able to do it, you don't have the knowledge that we have bringing it to the table for you. But we have a lot of that. I'll give you an example of where a client in the medical industry said they didn't want to work with us. They said they didn't want to work with us because they didn't want to keep pulling out the invoices every month to give us. And it's like, there's complacency at its highest. They don't even have to look at the invoices. They give them to us, we do it for them. We look at the invoices, we make sure everything's right. We make sure that they're being billed the correct amount. We keep the vendor's feet to the fire. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. That is so prevalent in business, that businesses either don't have the time, the energy, or the knowledge to be able to scan their invoices on a regular basis to make sure that everything's been charged exactly the way it should.
Right. I know in our personal life, I mean, I want to make a change to the cable provider or internet provider. It seems like they make it more difficult and more challenging to get a hold of to make that friction point even more so you don't. Because, I know it's going to be an hour phone call. By the time you try to get through to someone and talk to someone and go over plans and it's just like you just kind of like throw it out the window until the bill comes the next month. And you're like, shoot, I meant to, call on that. And that happens over and over and over. So, William, if someone wanted to, reach out to you and talk with you about your services and help them save money, why don't you share some of that information with us?
My telephone number is 813-449-1215. You can reach me at my email address, which is william.mckissock@schooleymitchell.com.
And we'll put that information up on our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. But one more time on your phone number, William.
813-449-1215.
All right. I definitely, you guys, recommend to check it out. So if you were, kind of just, I guess at that coffee shop and, talking to the business owner, where do you see, most of the savings come from? The largest percentage wise, if you get an opportunity to work with a company?
It depends on the company. It just depends what they do. The biggest savings category overall of all of them is telecom, because telecom incorporates internet, phones, cell phones, iPads. There's so many different aspects to telecom. So that's our biggest, most largest savings category. But having said that, it depends on what your business. For example, if you're like an e-commerce business, your biggest spends are going to be your shipping and your credit card processing. If you're a manufacturer and you do e-commerce, you're going to have waste costs depending on how big your staff is. You're going to have telecom costs. You may have uniform costs. You may have facilities and supply costs all the way down to like your mops, etc. It really depends on the company. But the single biggest saving category is telecom, and then the rest are equally, well, not equally large, but equally almost as large. Because, for example, I've done some really big deals with clients where we've saved them a ton of money, as well as telecom and their shipping and their credit card processing. I've got a medical group client right now. We're saving them over six figures a year in their waste costs. They were blown away. They really didn't know where all the waste was being spent. And we come in and we show them how to rope that in and tidy all that up and make sure the service is cleaner and smoother, and saving money at the same time.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you kind of take a look at your services there, and we're talking with William McKissick from Schooley Mitchell. Is just, you know, it's not a copy and paste world. It takes some time, energy, and effort, but the savings is there right in front of you if you're willing to you know, go down that path. And it seems like you and your team do a lot of the legwork. You know, you just kind of got to share some invoices, you know, in whatever capacity for your business, whether it is the shipping, payroll, you know, waste, telecom, credit card processing, and you guys do a lot of the legwork. So it makes sense that you guys have that value proposition versus one person trying to look at all their operations and saying, okay, I have, you know, 15 vendors in different categories. Now I got to do this strategy of executing against 15 vendors. You can work with you, and you guys can approach, you know, a lot of those opportunities in one shot with one relationship.
Yeah, we want to streamline your business as much as possible. I'll give you an example. This morning, I'm about to sign a client that's using three different credit card processors. And one of the things they said to me is, thank goodness we met you, because you can help us streamline this. They just don't have the time or the energy or the knowledge to be able to do it. So yes, when you're working with us, it's not that you never have to deal with your vendor, because they're your vendor. You still have a contract with your vendor. You pay us a share of the savings, but we take a lot of that heat off you. If you're looking at a billing statement, you don't understand it, the vendor calls you up and they're telling you some stuff you don't understand, you don't even want to know, we take care of all of that for you. We take care of that process of working with your vendor for you. And at the beginning, as you say, when we start doing the process, you only have to spend maybe, even for a large company, a maximum a couple of hours with us. And how much is that worth to a company, a couple of hours? How much do you pay a member of staff per hour? If you can work with us for a couple of hours at the beginning, we do an audit and we come in and save you money, we could potentially save you like thousands of dollars per hour for that couple of hours you spend with us delivering information to us. Yeah, we do all the hard work behind. We do about 99% of the work. You do, but 1% of the work is the client.
Well, William, we're about done here on our show for That Is Good to Know. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow. We're going to take William McKissick's information in this show, and we'll make it available on our website, That Is Good to Know. So you can check it out there. We'll also, you know, put some contact information for William there. So if you want to reach out to him and have him help your company save money. Again, you know, this episode of That Is Good to Know is brought to you by our friends at Faithful Delivery Services. If you need something shipped same or next day, reach out to Dan Austin at Faithful Delivery Services. He can take great care of you. Again, thanks, William, for joining us today. This is Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know, signing off for another episode right here in Tampa. Have a great weekend.